USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump and First Lady Melania have sent out holiday greetings in a recorded message.
President and I want to wish each and every American a very Merry Christmas.
At this sacred time of year, Christians celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and rejoice in His love for every person.
The First Family is celebrating in Palm Beach, Florida. There was a Christmas Day shootout in Atlanta, ending a police chase with a driver who'd been speeding. Authorities say the suspect was fatally shot after he plowed his car into a deputy who was out of his cruiser. Reports from Western Afghanistan, the Taliban has ambushed a peace envoy, according to police. They abducted 26 members of an activist group by hijacking the six cars they were driving. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for 2 years about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep, and now you can get a MyPillow of your own at an exceptional price. If you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special, you can get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, $69.98, and that is less than $40 a pillow. But the great part about it is that you get a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. These are washable, dryable, and you get the great night's sleep. How can you go wrong? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. If you want to have a great night's sleep, go to MyPillow and get you a MyPillow. And by the way, get you a MyPillow dog bed for your forever friend. They'll love you more than they do now for it. MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA.
Hundreds are displaced after a 4 a.m. fire tore through a downtown Minneapolis building that had hotel rooms for rent and more long-term apartments, primarily for homeless families. Mayor Jacob Frey.
These are people's lives. This is their home. They're concerned about everything from a wallet or a phone so that they can get in touch with a loved one on Christmas to where their baby is going to get formula.
In all, about 250 people were evacuated. The cause is still unknown. Prince Philip was discharged from a London hospital and taken immediately by helicopter to join other royals at Queen Elizabeth II's royal retreat, just in time for a traditional family Christmas. Buckingham Palace didn't reveal details about his medical treatment and said that he wished to thank everyone who had sent good wishes during his four-night stay at the private King Edward VII Hospital in London. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Just about every family has one gift that needs to be returned. USA's John Clemens has some tips.
Shopping for other people is difficult. Even the best-intentioned Christmas gift giver gets it wrong once in a while. Who hasn't perfected their "I love it" face while searching under the tissue paper for a gift receipt? According to a survey of almost 16,000 people from the online retail platform Oracle, 77% of consumers plan to return some of their gifts, with nearly 20% expected to return more than half. Smart retailers consider this influx of customers a blessing, as an opportunity to generate new opportunities for engagement with those looking to return a gift. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The stock market and the economy have plenty of people smiling through Christmas, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
It was a great year for those with money in the stock market. Global stock markets gaining about $17 trillion in value over the year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all increasing in value by more than 20%. Driving those gains were some of the world's biggest tech companies, with Apple increasing 80%, Facebook gaining 57% in value. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.